With local news, I'm Joe Moore. Four students and an outside employee at the University of California Merced were injured today in an on-campus stabbing. According to Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke, the suspect was shot by campus police and is dead. The suspect is described by officials as a male student in his early 20s. Two of the victims sustained serious injuries and were flown to a nearby hospital. Three others were treated on the UC Merced campus. Warnke says the situation could have been much worse if not for the quick actions of a UC Merced campus police officer.
If the campus police officer that got involved with this had been anywhere else and not as close, I believe that we would have a lot more tragedies and maybe even some deaths pertaining to this.
The shooting took place at the classroom and office building on the UC Merced campus at around 8 a.m. UC Merced freshman Norma Ambries was in her 7:30 a.m. chemistry class when the stabbing happened nearby.
So when we were in class, we did hear like a bit of a ruckus like outside of our classroom. So there were people, some yelling, but we were just thinking that it was probably like someone had frightened someone outside. So we just continued with class. And one of our deans came inside and had told us to evacuate the building.
She says the stabbing has rocked the normally quiet UC Merced campus.
Oh, this is super shocking. I come from the Bay Area, so coming over here where it's pretty isolated, like this is such a calm neighborhood, especially a community, like we're always here for each other. And the fact that something like this had happened, like we don't even need the use of security sometimes, but the fact that this did happen in our university and it has frightened all of us.
Warnke says a motive for the stabbing is not yet known. University officials have closed the campus, although some students remain at the site. Classes have been canceled for the rest of the day. Law enforcement officials and UC Merced Chancellor Dorothy Leland are expected to address the media in a press conference today at 4 p.m. with additional information. Stay tuned to Valley Public Radio for more updates on this developing story. This is Valley Public Radio News.